Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Graps. I'm your host, Alex Blowski, and everything sucks. As Satnam Singh eliminates his Isaiah Cassidy, an infinitely more talented person than Satnam Singh, everything sucks on Rampage 2. This does feel currently like a Hardy Boys gift waiting to happen. This battle royal, that the Hardy Boys will win this and get one shot at the AEW tag team titles before losing and then moving on with their lives, is what it feels like to me. I have not seen the spoilers, so I don't know what happened, but it does feel like that to me. So here's Rampage. We'll watch Rampage while talking about SmackDown. I'm going to be at some of our friends have a cabin on the lake up in Wisconsin. We're going there tomorrow, so I won't be able to watch Collision tomorrow. At least I don't think I'll be able to, but I'll definitely won't be able to do a podcast about it. So I'm doing this one tonight. So, SmackDown, let's talk about SmackDown briefly. So, Jay comes out and is immediately interrupted by Roman, and they have a little tête-à-tête, some face-to-face. Roman says that, you know, you're selfish. As soon as I injured your brother, you asked for a title match. You want to be a single star. You want to abandon your brother. Your brother knows this. Jimmy knows that you're selfish. You're a selfish little prick. Hey, when he was injured the last time, when you became my right-hand man, you never would have been right-hand man. Jimmy was going to be right-hand man, but he got injured and you swooped in and took his spot. Jimmy knows this. So even if you do beat me, you're going to be all alone. Nobody's going to want to be your friend. Nobody's going to want to be your brother. Solo loves me more than you. By the way, it doesn't even matter, though, because you can't beat me, and you know you can't beat me. And then Jay says, no, I know I can beat you because I've done it. I pinned you. Satnam Singh now eliminating Ethan Page, who also is a much talented wrestler. Much more talented wrestler than Satnam. Come on, Hardys, eliminate Satnam. Let's go. Get rid of the big boy who can't wrestle. But he says, I've already beaten you. I'm not scared. I know I can do it. So I'm going to beat you again at SummerSlam. And Roman doesn't like that. And then later, Grayson Waller starts talking some shit to Jay. And Jay mock laughs in his face. And then shoves him ass over tea kettle. And then later, Grayson Waller apparently has been begging Adam Pearce for a match versus Jay Uso tonight. So that match is made. That match ends up being the main event. I do wonder what the main event was going to be before that, because the first match on the show should have been the main event. Except for they booked the fucking worst goddamn finish I can think of. And so that's what we did. The first match of the night is the finals of the U.S. Title Contenders Tournament. Santos Escobar versus Rey Mysterio. Protege versus Mentor. Austin Theory is sitting up in a skybox watching this thing. He's not at ringside. I thought he was going to be ringside and he was going to influence the finish of the match, but he didn't. Santos already beat him last week, so Santos isn't beating him next 2 weeks. They're not doing the U.S. title. The U.S. title match is not happening at SummerSlam because why would it? Honestly, we have to find time for a processed meat sponsored battle royal that they came up with over lunch. We'll talk about that. Going into the second commercial of the match, Santos hit one of his awesome running suicide dives that really gives a lot of velocity. He used to call that the arrow from the depths of hell when he was doing his King Cuerno character on Lucha Underground. In this particular case, what we have is him doing it to Rey Mysterio, and then they go immediately to commercial. It was a planned commercial. They were going to go to commercial anyway. Matt Hardy's spine snapped in half. Good job, Satnam Singh. Well done. Fantastic. Excellent, excellent work. Hardy's not going to do it. What are you doing, Jeff? Let Big Bill and Brian Cage finish this off for you, Jeff. Nope. Big Bill and Brian Cage are a great team. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I love those guys. Big Bill, Brian Cage. Oh, look, there goes Jeff. Looks like he's not getting the title match. Looks like the Hardy Boys aren't getting the title match. But hey, I like this Butcher and Blade versus Big Bill and Brian moment. That's cool. That's cool. Honestly, I don't know who's getting this match now. I don't know who's winning this. I don't know who's winning this match now. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch this because we got both members of both teams in there. And I don't know who's winning this. Butcher and the Blade are overdue for a major tag team push. But Big Bill and Brian are great. I'm not looking at the chat because I don't want to get an accidental spoiler. I'm going to watch this and see what happens here. Well, Brian is paired off with the Blade here. Twist and neck breaker. That's pretty good. All right. All right, Big Bill. Oh, Big Bill didn't like that. Big Bill did not like the double axe handle from the Blade. Oh, choke slam. Nope. Got out of it. A jawbreaker and a big lariat by the Butcher. Everyone seems to be, the entire crowd is into Blade and Butcher stuff. This is interesting. Brian Cage coming back. Ripcord elbow. F5. Butcher comes back. Tries to go for a backdrop. Nope. Flatliner from Brian Cage to the Butcher. Going to eliminate the Butcher here? No, Butcher is blocking it. Here comes the Blade. This is a full-on, just a two-on-two match now. No. Oh, the Discus Lariat thwarted by a right hand from the Blade. Oh, atomic drop. Oh, and a big elbow from the Butcher. Come on, Big Bill. Get your big ass out of the corner and help your buddy. Oh, double clothesline, the other kind. The other kind of double clothesline, not the one that MJF and Adam Cole do. Oh, big boot from Big Bill. The Big Bill big boot. The quadruple B. Oh, you're going in here. Here we go. Oh, what are we doing here? Oh, yeah. The Lariat Power Bomb. Lariat Power Bomb. Oh, that is so damn sweet. Yeah, you're not, you know, that's it. So now it's Butcher versus Brian and Big Bill. Looks like Big Bill and Big Brian here are set up pretty well. I can only, I mean, like, if FTR wins on Saturday, and I have no reason to expect they won't, but Big Bill and Big Brian could have a fun little match against those two. But then again, you never know. The Butcher could win this whole thing right now. Oh, big chops. Big chops from the big Butcher to the Big Bill. Big Butch to Big Bill. Big Brian runs into Big Bill. Big Butch, gets a big elbow. Oh, big backbreaker from Big Butch to Big Brian. Big Butcher trying to pick up Big Bill. A big boot to the big knee of Big Bill. Big overhand punches to Big Bill's big forehead. Oh, but a big boot in the corner from Big Brian. And oh, and a big choke slam looks like it's coming for Big Butcher. A big choke slam. Oh, with a weird kind of big botch from Big Brian and Big Bill. Big botch. But none the worse for wear. Big botch on Big Butcher from Big Bill and Big Brian. Oh, but here finally goes over. All right. Big Bill and Big Brian. All right. Big Bill and Big Brian. Big Bill and Big Brian. All right. Well, there you go. Oh, by the way, the other thing, Santos hits a suicide dive on Rey Mysterio. They come back from the big break, from the commercial break, and they tell us that Rey Mysterio is unresponsive. He's not standing. He doesn't like doing what he's doing. I don't know. Rey Mysterio had a concussion. They showed the replay over and over again of the back of his head hitting the floor after he was knocked over by the suicide dive. They kept showing, this is very scary. We wish him the best. The referee gets out and says, I'm calling it. Rey Mysterio can't compete. The match is over. And then like Caleb Braxton says, congratulations to Santos. I'm sure he didn't want to win that way, but we have to, all of our thoughts and prayers go out to Rey Mysterio. We hope for a speedy recovery. People were talking about how online, like, man, head injuries is no joke. Like a simple, small, like there's no such thing as a mild concussion. That's a brain injury. I hope Rey Mysterio is great. He's got a lot more good years left in him. I don't want this to hurt the rest of his career. People were saying that on my timeline. And then Sean Ross Sapp, our very own Sean Ross Sapp, reports. Oh, it's a storyline thing. It's a storyline. There's no injury. He's fine. So you decided to book an accidental brain injury to end a match for the number one contendership to a mid-card title. That was your decision. You decided that's the way we're going to end this. We're going to do it like this. What if Santos accidentally injures his mentor and feels really bad about it? And then we all do mock fake concern over Rey Mysterio's poor, beaten, battered brain. That was the thing you decided to do on purpose. That's how you decided to end the match. Well, yeah, it was Silver Apocalypse saying that it was obviously an angle. That's fine. I'm not saying like I was taken in by his injury. What I'm saying is that just don't do a fake injury storyline revolving around a brain injury on purpose for no reason. And they did that anyway. So yeah, that is your thing, Evil Diva. You're so right. They could have just booked Evil Knight to win, LA Knight to win. They could have just booked LA Knight to win. What? Sean at the SmackDown post show right now is saying retracted the Rey storyline injury because he just now got conflicting information about it. Wonderful. Well, then I guess I rescind everything that I'm talking about. But then again, somebody's probably working him. The person who said it was storyline, I don't know. If one of the two parties, if one says it's storyline, the other one says, oh no, it's totally real. I'm thinking the totally real one is probably the one working you. But it is conflicting information, so that's all we can do. That's all we can do. Anyway, so that's how they wanted to end that. Also, again, the U.S. title match is not happening at SummerSlam. It is happening the week after SummerSlam. So that's the thing we're going to do. LA Knight squashed Ashanti the Adonis. He is hugely over. He even got a Dr. Phil joke to get a huge pop in the year of our Lord 2023. A huge pop. Yeah. So that's what we're doing, apparently. That's what we're doing. LA Knight hugely over. Squashed Ashanti the Adonis, got a giant pops. Everything he did got huge pops. And he came into Adam Pearce's office and said, why are we doing a SummerSlam without the megastar LA Knight? Adam Pearce says, well, Adam Pearce was on his phone talking about a Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal, which was the first I'd ever heard of such a thing. And then they had did I say Dr. Phil? I meant Uncle Phil. If I said Dr. Phil, I meant Uncle Phil. I'm sorry. LA Knight comes in and says, there's only one guy who should be in that Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal, and that's LA Knight, the megastar, baby. Yeah. Then Sheamus comes in and says, oh, I should be in the Battle Royal for the Slim Jims. That's me and my friends. We have banger after banger after banger we do. And that's it. That's what they said. That's it. So you're both in the Battle Royals, Venom Pierce, and next week you'll have a match against each other to see who has all the momentum going into the big Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal, which again is a thing that did not exist prior to about 2 hours ago. What it feels like to me is that they can no longer deny how over LA Knight is as a babyface. And they were like, we should probably get him on the SummerSlam card. Gosh, probably should have just had him win that match versus the second Fatal 4-Way, and then win the match tonight to be in a match for the U.S. title at SummerSlam and put him over Austin Theory, who gets no reactions. We could have done all of that, but instead we invented out of whole cloth a sponsored battle royal, a processed meat battle royal, the Slimmer Jam battle royal. And as far as I know, there's no prize for winning it. You do not get a title shot because you won the battle royal. Maybe they'll add that, but they haven't mentioned it yet on television. They haven't mentioned on television that I saw a prize, like a you get a title shot or anything. Like, they haven't mentioned any of that. So let's say LA Knight wins the Battle Royal. He gets nothing in return. So it's a kind of a hollow gesture to, like, try and make him try and do something with him. And the best thing you've got is a processed meat Battle Royal you plucked out of the blue. So here's Commander versus Kip Sabian. That's what's happening on my TV right now. LA Knight calling Top Dollar Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince was hilarious. It was hilarious, but there are a lot of people in that audience who were born after Fresh Prince's last episode aired. So that's he'll get any kind of joke over he wants. I don't get Jensen's hate towards the guy. Jensen has hate toward LA Knight? Steven Jensen? Our Steven Jensen? The guy who actually likes Cody Rhodes? That's what that is. That's what that is. He's threatened by how over LA Knight is. That his boy Cody Rhodes isn't as over as LA Knight. Even with all of the corporate mega machine behind Cody Rhodes, he's still not as over as LA Knight, who did it all by himself. That's what that is. It's jealousy from Steven Jensen. That's what that is. They interview Bianca Belair, and she gets walked up on by the tag champs who were in their gear. And I was like, oh, no, don't have Bianca beat the tag champs in a handicap match. I mean, I like Bianca, and she needs to be kept strong going into this match. But this, the tag champs, it's their first match since becoming champions. They even mentioned it. They became champions 11 days ago. Haven't had a match since then. But then Charlotte Flair walks up and says, is there a title around here that I'm not in contention for? Even the tag titles? I'll take a look at those, please. She says, I'm not going to let you go out there by yourself versus the tag champs. I want you at your best for SummerSlam. So how about me and you? Have a tag match against these two. And Bianca Belair says, no. And Charlotte says, oh, now I want it even more. So I'm going to go get the match made. What does that fucking say? That says Charlotte Flair gets whatever she wants, and Bianca Belair doesn't. Bianca Belair said no, Charlotte. No means no. No means no. You said, let's tag together. Bianca Belair said no, and you said, that only makes me want it more. That, I mean, I don't know. That sounds kind of I don't know what to say about that. You say you want something. That person says no. You say, that only makes me want it more. That's bad. That's a bad thing. So anyway, she goes and gets the match made because she's Charlotte Flair, and then she and Bianca Belair have a match versus the tag champs. How do you think this one ends? If you said, well, the tag champs, they obviously lose the match because it's non-title. They get pinned. The tag champs in their first match as champions, they get pinned. If you said that, you'd be right. But too obvious. I want you to think about how we could possibly add even more insult to this injury. Should we have Chelsea Green get hit by a transitional move by Charlotte Flair, then have Charlotte and Bianca Belair argue about it for 15 seconds, and then have Charlotte wander over and pin an unconscious Chelsea Green who's just been lying there? Like, she did not, like, pick her up and do another move to her. She didn't put her in the figure eight. She hit her with a big boot, then argued with Bianca Belair about it for 20 seconds, and then wandered over and pinned Chelsea Green. That was how they booked the new women's tag champs in their first match as champions. That was the thing they did. And if anybody still thinks that Sasha and Naomi were wrong for walking out, they can't be serious anymore.
It was bad, man. It was bad. Yeah. It was bad.
Dominic wasn't on the show today, Bill. That's the first that match that makes the first show he was on, three last week, two this week, and so this is the first show he wasn't on. So five major TV appearances in a row for Dominic. And the streak was broken tonight. Thank God. Thank God. Then Bayley and Io are backstage, and Asuka comes up and says, Asuka feels like a distant third most important in a feud for her own title going into SummerSlam, so that's good. We got her cutting a promo on Io, like, if you think you're going to cash in on me, you better not, kind of a deal. And then there was one of those weird ransom notes where, like, letters were cut out of a magazine and glued to a piece of paper. Where it was like, Bailey, see you soon or something. It was obviously from Shotzi, which just weirds out Bailey. So there you go. That's all that is. Come on, Commander. You haven't gotten a victory in I don't know how long, dude. I don't know if I've ever seen this guy get a victory. Come on. Pin him. Commander's got to get a victory at some point. That guy's too talented. That's true, Shot Kid. Of the two crappy scenarios, somehow the one where Bianca beats Sonya and Chelsea by herself is a far superior option. It's true. It's damn true. Let's see here. What else happened on SmackDown? Oh, looks like Kip Sabian's going to get the victory here, perhaps. Austin. Oh, sorry. No. What was I saying? Karrion Kross beat Karl Anderson. Karl Anderson wanted to be out there by himself, so he told AJ and Gallows and Meechin to hang out backstage while he got his ass kicked by Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross, who can't even last 3 minutes versus AJ Styles, but beats his cronies no problem. He's got a new move, which is like a pump handle slam. So it's like a pump handle up to like a spinning elevated DDT thing. It's weird. He calls it the final prayer. And man, if you had asked me, I would have said the final prayer for old Karrion Kross was when he lost AJ Styles in 3 minutes at MSG. But apparently that was not the final prayer for him. So that's about all I got to say about that. Yep. Oh, no. Commander kicks out. Well, yeah, listen, his new finisher is a lot better than his awful-looking choke and his awful-looking elbow to the back of the head. So that's good. It's an improvement over Dreck. That's what I will say about that. Oh, wow. That had a lot of velocity behind that. Come on, Commander. Get the victory here. Walk rope for me. Walk rope for me. Oh, shooting star press. Yay, Commander. Got a victory. Good for Commander. Good for Commander. I really like that guy. I think Kip Sabian is very good. I like Kip Sabian too, but he is what he is at this point. Commander can be something because he's newer. They have more chances to make something out of him than they do with Kip Sabian. That's just me, I guess. I still can't believe they had Jack Perry cut a promo on ECW. Grayson Waller and Jey Uso had a match. Jey Uso won it clean with Roman Reigns seated at ringside. He won it hitting a spear on Grayson Waller before hitting the big splash. So, cool. And then after the match, Solo got in the ring and, Jay ducked the Solo and Spike, hit him with a super kick. Roman got in the ring and Jay hit Roman with a spear. Solo got back involved, got the better of Jay, and Jay and Roman are doing this thing now where they're doing a combination spear and Samoan spike at the same time, which takes really good timing. And it's pretty devastating looking. And they hit that on Jay twice. They hit it on Jay twice. So that was about it for old Jay. So he got beat down just like his brother, who we haven't seen since Money in the Bank, or the week after Money in the Bank, I guess. And now we got 1 week for Jay to come back from this. Only 1 week. Yep. Yep, I don't want to say about that other than that. There you go. Jay is super over. They had him win really strong and really clean versus old Grayson Waller. So Grayson Waller's losing streak on the main roster continues unabated. And then they had to get the fuck beat out of him by his cousin and his brother. I think Jey Uso should beat Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, but he won't. He's super over as he will ever be. But you can say the same about Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes. Jey is as over as he'll ever be, and he's going to lose. And after that, after he loses, the most over babyface on the roster will be LA Knight. And I don't think they're going to put him in the world title picture, but they should. They should put LA Knight in the world title picture and have him beat Roman. They won't, but they should. Dark Order talking about their stuff they did at Death Before Dishonor. The Dark Order going back to being dark. Very interesting here. I don't know if I'm, I don't, am I Dark? I don't think I'm Dark Order. All right. I don't think there's anything else I missed. I really don't. Nothing else is happening. Nothing else happened on nothing else happened, I don't think. As far as I know, on SmackDown. So now we got the Sheeta versus Nyla Rose match. We can just enjoy that. That'll be fun. Okay, let's see here. What else? That's it. We talked about that. Bobby Lashley is buying a new wardrobe for the Street Profits, which feels like, obviously they're going to start getting together, but it feels like he's bribing them to turn heel with him, and I don't know if that works. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, I feel really bad for Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. I feel really bad for them. I do. It's not okay what they've done. They've just replaced them with two other black guys. Come on. I don't know. I don't think that's cool. That's not cool. It's not a cool thing to do. Really nothing. There's a boring episode of SmackDown, honestly. The beatdown of Jay was pretty interesting. They wasted the U.S. title contendership match with this probably storyline injury angle. Probably. Possibly. And then LA Knight is in a ridiculous process meat battle royal. So, all right. Okay. We're going to get a women's match in the main event, so that means Linda on commentary.
I'll tell you, you know what? I knew a girl named Meg, and she was just as big as that shark. She could not lay off the bonbons, that Meg. She lived in a trench. That's what we called it. We called it the trench. It was a terrible apartment building. You couldn't get a super to see anything. One time, the Meg, who, again, big girl, she had a problem with there was a leaky faucet in the apartment above her, so there was water spots everywhere. It started to drip down, drip, drip, drip. She called the super. He would not come because she lived in a trench. So it's terrible for the Meg. Now, I mentioned the serial killer note, Scott George. I mentioned that the Shotzi did the ransom note that looked like it was cut out of magazines. I don't know where you get a magazine in 2023, but there you go. All right, let's get to the women, because I have heard that there's some fantastic women in this. Oh no. Oh, gravity. Gravity, you are not going to do well versus Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is going to murder Gravity. Oh no, we're all going to go flying off into space because Samoa Joe is going to murder Gravity and render it inert. There's no gravity now. It's Samoa Joe is anti-gravity. And so now we're all going to go flying off into space. On the open on Dynamite next week. That should be fun. And we go up next. Yes, now do the thing. I love the Hikaru and I love the Neela. Come on. Let's go, Neela. Neela Rose. I love a good rose. Don't you nice a good rose when it's nice and fruity? I love a good fruity rose. Neela Rose versus the Hikaru Shida. I think it's going to be a fantastic match. What do you all think? All right, the Hikaru versus the Neela Rose. I think it's a wonderful. There's been enough talk. If there's one thing I agree with you on, Mr. Mark Henry, it is that there has been enough talk. There's been too much talk. Too much talk, not enough action. That's what I say. Here comes the Neela Rose. I also missed the token women's match next week. I did not hear them mention it. Perhaps they've decided that one match is too many. Just one match is too many. Too many match. You get one every 2 weeks on the Dynamites. That's what they've said. I believe that's what they've said. The Neela Rose. Here comes the Hikaru. You know how much I love the Hikaru. I'm such a big fan of the Hikaru. Here comes. Hikaru. It's so wonderful. That is a lovely kimono you're wearing. Or you were wearing. You disrobed. But here we go. It's the Hikaru versus the Neela Rose. So here we go. I forgot to mention there's also, if you wanted to contribute, you could do a what do you call them there? The sour chats, if you'd like. I'm not saying you have to. I would never say you have to. But if you'd like. Matthew Hook says, what are your thoughts on the Kingdom? Listen, I don't like that Prince Charles. I've never liked the Prince. I thought he was so mean to that Diana. And also, like, I don't know. I've never liked that Kingdom. Also, Saudi Arabia, not a big fan of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I think they treat their women there very poorly. And they're also trying to wash sports, I've heard. They're doing a lot of sports washing in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, washing sports. Like, let the sports be dirty. I mean, there's nothing better than watching a nice football match where the boys get all dirty. Don't you love that? So I don't know why you have to wash the sports, the Kingdom. I'm playing with you. I don't like Matt Taven at all. Oh, here we go. The Hikaru trying to go for the body slam, just like MJF on 675-pound Big Bell. Oh, but there was a head scissors into the corner from the Neela Rose in the corner. Go get her. Get her, Hikaru. Oh, a big rising knee in the corner. Oh, and this is Ramo or Ramo. I'm not really sure. I want Adam Cole to be the one to turn on MJF. It'll be such an interesting story. MJF actually making the redemption by being friends with one of the most beloved wrestlers of all time until he realizes Adam is one of the very few that can out-scumbag him. I disagree. I think that MJF should never be a babyface. Ever. And I think it's much better if Adam Cole is a dipshit and dumbass. And then Roderick Strong can ride to his rescue and they can become a tag team again. I think that the MJF should always be a heel. He's such a piece of trash, that MJF. You know why? It's because he's from Long Island, and we only know that only pieces of trash are from Long Island. Oh, no, the Nyla Rose smashing Hikaru into the barricade. The Nyla Rose. The Nyla, what have you done? I'm a big fan of your wine brands, Rose, but what is happening here? Let's talk about the picture-in-picture commercials. Is a practical, impractical. You know what? One of my husbands was a terrible practical joker. He was. He used to put a whoopee cushion on my seat every morning when I would come down to breakfast. And it sounded like I had the toots, but I didn't have the toots. It was all about the whoopee cushion left on my seat. I kicked him to the curb because I could not. It was irreconcilable differences with that one. I could not reconcile how he made it seem like I had the toots when, in fact, I did not have the toots. So, yes, no, I do not like practical jokers. Also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I was a fan of the first movies when they were like men in suits. But I don't know about this whole cartoon thing. I just don't know about it. Also, I don't know if I like the Seth Rogen. I don't know if I like the Seth Rogen. Because, listen. Now, Seth Rogen, I don't know if I like him so much because one of my other husbands, he tried the Rogen and it didn't make his hair grow back. So I do not like the Seth Rogen because his hair product did not make my husband's hair grow back and I had to divorce him as well. So I don't know if I like the Seth Rogen. So yes, of course. See, this is what the thing. I can never understand. I can never keep track. You know, there are so many different pharmaceutical products. I can never keep them all straight. It's basically the ask your doctor if you think blank might be right for you. So every day I'm calling him up and I've got a list of all the pharmaceutical products I've seen advertised on my shows. And I say, do you think this might be right for me? Do you think this might be right for me? Do you think this might be right for me? Do you think this might be right for me? And really all the calls, they last about an hour and a half because that's how many different pharmaceutical products that I have been told. To ask my doctor if it might be right for me. Also, that's really true. The Mercedes Martinez should be on TV more often. Also, I miss the Serena Deeb. I do. I miss her. She was a wonderful challenger, and she should have been champion. I miss the Serena Deeb. I think she's a mean lady, and sometimes I like her. When we can get meat. But this is listen, I don't want to drive a Ram. I want to watch the Rampage. Stop talking to me about the Rams. Talk to me about the Rampage. This is some kind of comedy about firefighters. I dated a firefighter once. I found he left me cold. Except for that one time he left me with some kind of burning sensation. I kicked him to the curb. So that firefighter did not fight a fire in my crotch. He caused it. All right. So what are we doing here? Can we move past this? Thank you. Okay. All right, Hikaru. Hikaru with a shot to the midsection here. Trying for the suplex, but the Nyla Rose too big. Too big, too strong. Oh, big kick. Oh, and the axe kick, too. Coming, oh, with a running forearm to the face. All right. Can we get the Nyla Rose up? Nope. Oh, yes. She did. She got her up. She got the Nyla Rose up and over. I find when I get the Rose up and over, I wake up in the morning with a hangover. So it's just me. So the outcasts are watching the whole thing. They seem to be not impressed by either the Hikaru or the Nyla Rose. Oh, double fist, double headed. Oh, now with the step up in Zaguiri. Get her. Come on. Oh, what a drop kick to the outside, off the apron to the outside. To roll her back in the ring, try and get a pinfall. 1, 2, 3. No. And a kick out there by the Nyla Rose. Oh, yes. Big choke slam off the ropes by the Nyla Rose. I do love her. I think she is just amazing. And also so funny. So funny. Yes, I follow her on the Twitter, or as now they call it, the X. I believe it's Spanish. The X now is what they call it. I mean, I suppose you could call it the X, but what a stupid fucking name for a social media platform. The X. No, they call it the Ekis. They must. Oh, she kicked out of that big Michinoku driver thing. All right, Hikaru. Come in here next. Oh, she's... the katana? Oh, no. The big lariat from the Nyla Rose. The Nyla Nyla. Which one? I don't remember. Oh, big senton. Gotta go for the big splash. Are you gonna go for the big splash, Rose? Did you hate it when your Rose splashes everywhere? I hate that. I gotta mop it up or it's all sticky in the morning. Oh, big headbutt from the Sheeta. Another headbutt. And another headbutt with a lot of screaming. There's so much screaming before the headbutt. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, no. Oh, a huge Falcon Arrow from the top. Oh, Marina Shafir, you almost messed that up, didn't you, sweetheart? Marina Shafir, like, listen, honestly, I don't know yet. I used to like your Uncle Paul when he played the piano for David Letterman, but I do not think you went that. Marina Shafir, you got to get better than that. You got to do better than that. Oh, no. Hikaru Shida. Oh, the Hikaru hits the Shafir. Here comes the Nyla Rose. The roll up. Oh, no. Okay. There's the katana. There we are. It's over. It's dead. Well done. I love the Hikaru. I think she and the Tony Storm are going to have a wonderful, wonderful match. It's going to be a very good, a great match. Very good. Very good here. All right. So that's it for me. That's it for me, everybody. I won't be here for tomorrow for the collisions. So that's all we've got to talk about now. I'll see you all on Monday. No, Sunday. I'll see you all on Sunday on the main channel to talk about the Great American Bash. And until then, I bid you all a fondue at cheese or chocolate. Everything sucks.